The Philharmonic is making music with a social justice message.
How am I supposed to make it past 25 in the land where I'm compromised? It doesn't matter how hard I try.
On Insight Music, an intriguing conversation with Christian Gates, whose stage name is The Philharmonic, plus his new song inspired by the Stephon Clark case. Two duos are featured today, longtime friends Izzy Hess and Kim Aparicio, who are Annie Mall, and brother and sister Connor and Carly Hormel, who call themselves Me and You. Later, the Sacramento band Pregnant, just back from a tour in Japan and Korea. You'll hear our conversation from February and their in-studio performance. I'm Beth Ruyak. This month's Insight Music is next. From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight Music, featuring some of the great music that comes through our studio and my conversations with the people who write and perform it. I'm Beth Ruyak.
One, two, three, hit it!
Christian Gates played two sold-out album release shows in Sacramento and then made a splash at this year's South by Southwest Music Festival. You might know him by his stage name, The Philharmonic. He's 24 years old, a popular soul and R&B artist in Sacramento. He visited us the day before releasing his new self-titled album in March. The album is on the Soul Life record label, and I asked about his relationship with the Sacramento-based Soul Collective team.
They help me with not only the rhetoric of the album, but with the support monetarily of getting it off the ground. And they've just been very instrumental in my ethics. They've just helped me in like every area, because sometimes you can get overwhelmed with a lot, because as an artist, independent artist, you got to do everything. Mm. So you got to do the music, then you got to do the booking, then you got to do the marketing and the social media, and just following all of that and being consistent, it's kind of hard.
And you have a choice, too, about whether you want to just go out and play your music or whether you want to play music and have a presence as a person and an opinion and a voice.
Right.
And so you're choosing more of the latter than the former.
Yeah, definitely. People need it. I want to give that message that it's okay to express ourselves in our entirety in our art. It's a piece of us. It doesn't really try to have an agenda. I wanted to do a good day because there's a lot of people that struggle with that, including me. I struggle with depression and anxiety. And the song I wrote at 4 a.m, just super, super depressed, tears depressed. Sometimes we feel alone in that, and I just didn't want to feel that way. And I knew millions of others felt that way. And so I wanted to make a song for all of us.
Let's hear Good Day by the Philharmonic.
I wonder if I take another sip of this drink. Maybe I can make my problems all go away. But they always seem to return when I wait. There's really only so much more I can take. I'm just trying to have a good day, so just let me have a good day. I just want to have a good day, so just let me have a good day. People pass me by with a smile on their face, and I smile back just to cover up the pain. I'm wanna tell somebody, but I'm too that nobody else in the world will believe. I love and hate in this place that I can't escape. Rescue me, never mind, I'll just isolate. Hold on, wait, I just wish you would go away. Please don't leave, I'll be bad that you would stay. Stay with me, please don't leave. I would rather you just stay with me. Please don't leave. Have a good day, cause you gave me a good day. I just wanna have a good day. that we're here for you. You shouldn't fight this on your own. No, 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 no. Just know that you are not alone. No, no, no. I'll help you back up when you fall. Just know that I'm here for you. Just know that we're here for you. Love and hate in this place that I can't escape. Rescue me, never mind, I'll just oscillate. Hold on, wait, I just wish you would go away. Please don't leave, I would rather that you would stay. Stay with me, please don't leave. I would rather you just stay with me. Please don't leave. Cause you gave me a good day when I haven't had a good day. So I hope you have a good day, cause you gave me a good day.
Good Day by the Philharmonic. You are going to perform another song for us. You want to tell me about it?
This song is called Colors, talking about how in life we have to help each other on this journey through both of our celebrations and our challenges. And sometimes it can get really rough. You have to realize that many of the things that we look for are things that exist inside every one of us if we seek it. And sometimes we are too busy trying to receive it instead of give it. And in this case, it's love. The theme of the song is, if all we want in life is unconditional love, then what we want is what we have to become. And it's a lifelong process.
Let's get to more music then from the Philharmonic.
Come out from the valley of the shadow of death. Take this in, I promise that you'll never run out of breath. Live your life, because sometimes I know it's hard to respect. Because when we hurt, that's the moment that we all want to flex. I confess that as humans can be really complex. We flash our egos and we want to call it heart in the leg. We show emotion and we think they're going to think of us less. But you blessed, you should never ever think that you less. Because in the end, we always our biggest enemies. But it's always against each other that we compete. 9 times out of 10, that's how it tends to be. Though this observation can be really hard to see. But if there's one thing that I hope you never fail to notice, is that our music's still beautiful though the record's broken. If all we want in life is unconditional love, then what we want is what we have to become, and that's love. If I told you I see God is too, that's a pop in the life that's inside of you. Maybe then I hope you recognize that true beauty always comes from inside. Don't you know I get the lucky guy every time I look into your eyes? Then I'm sure you'll recognize then that your beauty comes from within. Yo, if I told you about the beauty that I saw from within, would you for once let me shower you with some compliments or observations more or less, so I can help you forget for a second from the demons that you fight in your head, for what was said that make you look upon yourself with regret, because of the torment of the words that make you think that you less. If I can't, let me give you something else to reflect, so you'll never have to guess that if you're worth it again. So let me take your pain that you're afraid to display and get the shackles off your feet, so maybe then we can dance. Cause you're like my Mona Lisa, that Da Vinci would paint. When I sprang forward, you fell back, and that's when the seasons changed. But even then, I could never look upon you with hate. Even though we had to break, I know we'll both be okay. So don't you ever think that for us is way too late. At the end of the day, we grow better when we separate. But if there's one thing, then I'm hoping that you'll find that if it's yours, you should never have to fight. Cause you deserve all the air, colors, and light. So let those be the only words up in your mind. And if there's one thing that I hope you never fail to notice, is that our music's still beautiful though the record's broken. If all we want in life is unconditional love, then what we want is what we have to become, and that's love. If I told you I'd see God as you, that's a prop from the life that's inside of you. Maybe then I'll help you recognize that true beauty always comes from inside. Don't you know I get the look of God every time I look into your eyes? Then I'm sure you recognize then that your beauty comes from within. If I could go back to the moments that I felt the nostalgia as a kid before the pains of life began to be for me, to the moments that I cherish in my heart that are guarded,
to keep me on my path, even at points to the hardest as time would pass. I grew older and left what's would come and go. I relied on other people to fill the void in my soul, to be a high amongst my lows. That's when I lost my hope, cause at the point that they would leave, I ended up hurting more. Though at the time, my life really began to get messy, but that's the moment that I got to learn a valuable lesson. The worst thing that I'm feeling when I'm feeling most empty is that I cannot tell the difference between love and acceptance. That the reason why them people get addicted to drugs, to escape the pain of life so we live fast and die young, to avoid our problems we can never seem to run from. How can time heal any wounds if we can't get to confront? That's why in life, we gotta be our own leaders. Cause we as hurting people always hurt other people. It's not because we're evil or even cause we mean to. It's cause we're broken and you needed me just like I need you. So if there's one thing that I hope you never fail to notice, is that our music's still beautiful though the record's broken. If all we want in life is unconditional love, then what we want is what we have to become, and that's love. If all we want in life is unconditional love, then what we want is what we have to become. If all we want in life is unconditional love, then what we want is what we have to become. Cause all I want in life is unconditional love, so what I want is what I'm gonna become. Cause all I want in life is unconditional love, so what I want is what I'm gonna become, and that's love.
A song called Colors by the Philharmonic on his new self-titled album. He has two shows coming up, April 13th at Harlow's. Then at the beginning of May, you can see him at First Festival in Tanzanite Park. Since the Philharmonic's visit with us, he has continued to use his music to speak out. On the day after Stefan Clark's funeral, he released a new song titled 20 Rounds, Ode to Stefan Clark. We'll close this segment with some of that song. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio.
20 rounds to kill an innocent man. 20 rounds, how can we not be afraid? 20 rounds, same shit different day. How am I supposed to make it past 25 in the land where I'm compromised? It doesn't matter how hard I try. When they only want to see me bleed, or end up being murdered by the police, when I only want to be free. What's it worth in America for you to go and kill a mockingbird in America? There ain't gonna be a change in America unless we figure out how to be the change in America. 20 rounds, 20 shots, steady dead. 20 rounds to kill an innocent man. 20 rounds, how can we not be afraid? 20 rounds, same shit every day. There's a rising in America. Can't you see bodies are crawling in America? In this land there's no asylum in America. Everywhere white folks are silent in America. I've been damned that they gentrified me after they made my ancestors flee. Best believe I'ma fight until I'm free, if they won't give us justice and no peace. I've been damned that they gentrified me after they made my ancestors flee. Best believe I'ma fight until I'm free, if they won't give us justice and no peace.
You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Longtime friends Izzy Hess and Kim Aparicio are the duo Annie Mall. Kim plays drums, Izzy's on guitar, and they play a style of music that's been called surf noir. They released their first record in the fall. It's an EP called Anxiety, and they performed at the Black Arts Matter Anti-Sammy Showcase last month. Here's our conversation. You're going to hear Kim talking first.
We have like a really good connection with each other, and I don't know, I think we just can play and jam, you know, for a long time.
Yeah, our styles really mesh really well together. For just a two-piece, so it works out really well.
You can't make that happen, right? It's either there or it isn't.
Right.
Yeah, no, yep. That's very true.
Tell me about the band name, Annie Maul, spelled A-N-I-M-A-U-L.
A lot of people say when I play drums, I look like Animal, you know, or Animal, I guess. But for a while, I was just like, yeah, that's cool. And then I just kind of did like a name of Annie and Maul together. So it just kind of happened that way. I think we were deciding on band names, and we were like, well, why don't we do a name, like someone's name? And so that's how we got Annie Maul.
Totally invented then, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you have those beginning conversations about when are we going to play? What's our goal? How are we going to write songs together?
You know, I've known Kim for several years. Our paths crossed multiple times because we were been a part of the music scene for quite a few years with our bands. She was in a band called Butch vs. Femme, and then with her brother, the Common Men. And I was in a band called Der Spasm and Ghost Play. But when I was with Der Spasm, our paths would cross a lot when she would play with the Common Men, and we always had an interest in playing with each other. And it never really came together until we were in between bands. We were looking for something to do, and she was free, I was free, and we just decided to get together and start jamming.
It was just us two for a little bit. And then we tried, you know, other people, like, oh, well, maybe we need a bass player. So we tried out like a bunch of people. We just realized that us two together actually worked better.
Let's listen to one of your songs. This is Trash Toys. That's the Sacramento band Annie Maul, the duo Izzy Hess on guitar and Kim Aparicio on drums. And even though they've been together for a while, they just recorded their first album in 2017. So, Kim, how and why did that decision happen?
Well, you know, we've been playing music for a while, and I actually went off to college in Chico. Whenever I'd come back to Sacramento, we would get together, jam on songs that we made before I went to college, and after I graduated, came back, we pretty much decided, like, let's do, you know, more songs. So we created a couple more songs to make an EP.
Yeah, and those songs came together really fast. So it was nice because I think the energy was there. It was great to have Kim back around. And we wanted to follow up on our promise to make that EP. So we worked with Patrick Hills of Earth Tone Studios because we had heard a lot of great things about him. And he worked with a lot of local bands that I like to listen to. Working with him seemed the best choice because he does a lot of raw sound. And he was a great guy to work with. It was a really nice experience, and we're really proud of that EP.
We'll be right back. titled the EP Anxiety. So whose anxiety were you writing about, Izzy?
You know, I was writing about my own personal anxiety, everybody around me, my friends, my family. Anxiety just seems to be a part of our life, and it's something that people are really trying to talk about and bring out into the open. And it just kind of came out in the lyrics and the theme of the music with being a woman in society, with the struggles that we see every day with between the wealthy and the poor, and just the anxiety of going to work. You know, am I ever going to be able to retire? Am I ever going to be able to relax or live anxiety-free?
Did putting it into music, in a way, make the anxiety easier to deal with?
I think when we play music together, I don't feel any anxiety, you know, like when we're creating. I think, you know, as an afterthought, like it was that album that was a release for both of us, you know, creating those songs and spending all that time in our practice space that we felt less anxious. So it's kind of, I don't know, funny that it's anxiety, but when we created it, it wasn't so much. It's just making art is really, really good.
All right, well, let's hear more music. How about the song Charlie? By Annie Mall, Izzy Hess on guitar, and Kim Aparicio on drums. Their EP is titled Anxiety. This is Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. Welcome back to Insight Music, our monthly showcase of what's happening in the regional music scene. I'm Beth Ruyak. Connor and Carly Hormel are a brother-sister duo from Carmichael, California. Since graduating from high school, they have juggled college, in Carly's case, with solo shows and recording for other musicians, in Connor's case. And when Carly's home, they play shows together, calling themselves Me and You. They've opened for Crystal Bowersox, Chris Allen, Tyrone Wells, and others, and they've been working on a new EP titled Chasing Trails. Here's our conversation from December.
We spent the whole summer in the mountains kind of working on a lot of demos and stuff from what we had written in New Zealand. And we came back this fall semester, I'm down at school in LA, and started kind of sharing our demos with some people. And luckily, this producer heard it, and we... for some odd reason, liked it, and you know,
we still can't figure out why.
It's like a dream come true to us, and so we've been working with him through the semester.
His name's Ben Tolliday.
Yeah, and he works with our favorite folk band Lord Huron. So we were in their studio just last week, working on some demos for the record.
So, Connor, you're still here.
Yeah.
And you're spending time in the home studio that your parents built in Carmichael.
Yeah. We kind of have a pool house in our backyard that's detached from the house. So I've slowly just started moving my parents' stuff out of there and moving my stuff in, just seeing how slow I could do it so they won't notice over the years.
When did music start for the two of you?
We grew up with a drum set, a big piano, and guitar in our household. And so our dad was a musician.
He kind of bought it before we were born.
Yeah, so we were sitting on their laps, you know, pretending to play as kids, and then coming together to play, and played through middle school. He was in a boy band. I did a solo thing, and that was a weird...
the Jonas Brothers phase.
Yeah,
what was your boy
time.
Band called?
Oh, man, we had a bunch of different names. What was our name?
I think it was like your
point?
Initials.
I don't even remember. I think it was like a really stupid, clever
initial
thing.
At one point in the pool house, we had... Do you remember our first band name?
Rock on Fire?
Rock on Fire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we rocked.
So you said you spent a lot of time in the mountains, meaning the Sierra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you said New Zealand. And so that was a very big trip.
Yeah. It was huge, yeah, and sort of meant to be in a sense. I had the opportunity to study abroad in New Zealand. So I was there for like about 5-6 months. And then Connor was fortunate enough to come over, and we lived in a camper van together. And
For a month with your sister.
And, you know, here we are. Yeah. We made it. Yeah, so that's where we wrote this whole new EP. It's going to be called Chasing Trails. And it was the inspiration for this record, the inspiration for me and you, kind of a change in our music, in our career.
A lot of self-discovery, that trip, and kind of figuring out what we want to be all about and what we can do good and put forth good things with our music and love and
Well, let's introduce everybody to your indie folk sound. You're actually going to perform Chasing Trails for us in the studio.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Carly and Connor Hormel. Here they are, Me and You.
There is life beyond the pines, through the trees. It's calling out my name. And I'm wondering, there's a path for us to follow. Dirt and dust will cover up my face, and I will be okay. Not in the valley, over the rocks and the clay. Chasing trails until I find my way. I don't need saving, I'll find home one day. I'll be chasing trails until I find my way. I'll be chasing trails until I find my way.
till I find my way.
I'm talking with Connor and Carly Hormel. They are the sister-brother duo, Me and You. When it's sister and brother, there's a similarity, a sameness to the voices that's so fun to listen to.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And because you're so close in age, if you told me you were fraternal twins...
We get that a lot.
Do you? I would believe it.
It's funny. When people see us play, they either ask if we're twins or we're dating. And we're neither.
Definitely not twins. Definitely not dating.
Yeah.
What's the meaning of Me and You? How did that duo name happen?
You know,
we used to be called Connor and Carly, which was crazy creative, clearly.
Kind of in New Zealand, we just started really thinking about our lives as musicians and what we want to do with our music. And we are really all about togetherness and being together in music. And so for us, Me and You not only means Connor and I, but it's me, us, and you, the audience. And so for us, it's at our shows, we want to bring people together through music. We believe that, you know, if anything's going to change in the world, it's going to be me and you that have to do it together.
Restless night in the city street. Hopped on a train down to New Orleans, she's wasted. Brand new night in same old sheets. Knows how to fake the love, but she can't taste it. She won't make it. Georgia, if I could, I told ya. Tipping back the bottle, handing out your love for free. Big Signora in California, you can't find yourself a honey, make a little memory. You can learn a little something slow. It's really what you need. All the things you said left you naked. Packed up your jeans from your dresser drawer. No more making love without a conversation. Oh, she can't take it.
Carly and Connor Hormel are the duo Me and You. Their new EP, Chasing Trails, will be released soon, but we have a video by Cap Radio's Andrew Nixon of the duo performing the title track. It's posted at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio.
Mama, keep the lights on, 'cause I've no place to go. Bruised and I'm broken, I reap what I've done to sow. And I've been wandering through the valleys where the shrubs and pine trees grow. Mama, keep the lights on, lights on, so I can find my way. And I don't know where the wild wind blows, but I'll be back one day. And I've been traveling through the mountains, but this place cannot stay. Oh, Mama, keep the lights on.
You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. The Sacramento band Pregnant is just back from some time on the road. They played the Treefort Music Festival in Boise, Idaho, then headed overseas for shows in Japan and Korea. The band started as a solo project by Daniel Trudeau with rotating members over the years. And on the day Pregnant visited us, Daniel brought Brinley Stoner, Ben Lewis, and Matthew Tucker. I asked the question that you probably would ask, which is, why'd you pick Pregnant?
It's named Pregnant because it was open-ended. When I first started playing music, I'd made this project. So I wanted, just as free as the way that a child comes out. You never know how it's going to gestate and come out, what kind of human being it's going to be. It has so much potential to be so many different things. And that's why I chose the name.
Though pregnancy ends, but the band never will,
yeah,
right?
The band, it'll always just endlessly be shooting out different song babies.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd like to hear a song baby.
Yeah. Okay.
You ready to perform live in the studio?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, tell me a bit about this song and then go to it.
I wrote this one a while ago. The lyrics kind of deal with everyone in the world wanting to be single and just have their own experience. Thank you.
That's the band Pregnant. So, Daniel, why don't you take it, introduce everybody?
Yeah, I've been doing this for 10 years with many different people, but we got my girlfriend Brinley over here. She's been doing this with me for the last couple years, playing samples. My friend Matthew Tucker on drums. He claims he's a professional, and I believe him.
He's an amazing artist, though, too.
Yeah, he's an undercover agent of, like, all things artistic. And then you got Ben, who I'd never, you know, there's so much potential with all these dudes. I didn't know that he ripped on bass so hard until a couple weeks ago when he started playing with us. So
Ben Lewis, you're just with the band for a couple weeks?
Wow. Yeah, this will be my fourth time ever playing bass with this band.
Yeah.
Okay. All your electronic equipment is in the studio, so if anyone's hearing a buzz, it's because...
We're buzzed out.
We're plugged in and ready to go.
There's no honeybees in here.
Matt and Ben jump into this, and then Daniel says, okay, guys, you up for going overseas? Here we go.
Yeah,
Matt?
That's kind of what happened. He had asked on Facebook, he's like, hey, any drummers available for a couple of shows in Oakland? And I was like, yeah, that sounds fun. And it was so much fun that, you know, we kind of just started talking. And he's like, well, we got this tour in Japan. You want to go? And I was like, that sounds absolutely amazing. So, yeah, I volunteered. And, yeah, I guess that's only been like, what, a month and a half maybe at the most?
Yeah.
A month? Yeah, so really, really fresh.
How many songs then, Matt, did you have to learn?
This was like a set of like, what, six songs around? And it was just like, you know, really groovy music. So it was really fun, you know, as a drummer to play with Daniel and Brinley and Ben. Just like super groovy. It's like a drummer's dream being there.
Well, your drum set is set up in the corner of our studio, yeah. And you've been just kind of leaning back in the corner and really
yeah.
chill. And
I'm leaning on the
And
job.
There are definitely drummers who are much more high-strung and get pretty wild, so yeah. I can tell you're enjoying it. Yeah. What about you, Ben, being able to clear your schedule and take this big trip?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
He gets a sweet discount on plane tickets that I won't.
Oh, yeah,
I won't go any further into, but... Originally, Ben was going to drum, and then I didn't even know that he played bass. Matt needed to fill in for a couple shows. It's always like puzzle piece with Pregnant.
I actually wanted to play bass when I joined the band, but I took drums as like, yeah. Okay, I'll be the drummer for now, and then, you know, when there's a bass opening.
Yeah, so it worked out perfectly, like the whole thing.
Let's have some more music. What's the next song?
The next song is called How Does It End? And it's really basic. It's just about asking... whatever force is out there, what happens after we pass away.
How would it end?
Daniel Trudeau with Brinley Stoner, Matthew Tucker, and Ben Lewis. We have music videos by Cody Drabble and Mark Jones of two songs by Pregnant, Solo and How Does It End? And you can find them at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight Music. I'm Beth Ruiak. Our producers are Jen Picard and Cody Drabble. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our executive producer is Joe Barr. Have a great weekend. Go out and see some live music.